I've never heard of anybody having too much oil. Okay? However, there can be a deficiency. All right? But that's not God's fault. Amen? We can have as much of Him as we want, as we're willing to give of ourselves to Him. Amen? We exchange, don't we? Hallelujah. So happiness is the Lord. It goes back to the Jesus movement days, right? True joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start. I found a secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Hallelujah. And it's no secret anymore, right? So let your light so shine. Well, tonight we're going to have our dear brother Rick and Debbie Payton from Centralia, Pathway Church of God, come and share the word. He is my, district overseer. Yeah, so I have to behave myself because the district overseer is here tonight. Too late, right? He's more radical than I am. What can I say? You know, but we're so glad to have him. And Richard and Patty, you guys are going to be preaching on Saturday night. Tom, are you here tonight? Anybody from Tom's church here tonight? I see that hand back there. Okay. Anyways, we want to welcome you all, guys. Thank you for coming out and being a part of this. We're excited, you know, to be with you and to just sit back and kind of and wait and expect, right, and believe that God's going to do something. And, you know, I believe that anytime we get together, God wants to do something, amen, transformation. And, but, you know, like I said earlier, He doesn't barge the door down. You can have as much as you want, or you can be like some people, they just sample, you know. And, you know, if you're just a sampler, well, your life will reflect that. So we want the fullness, God. We want to be fully, amen, saturated, filled up, overflowing. Okay. I told you I wasn't going to go much longer, but I have to. Okay. So let's give us, you guys both coming up, or Rich, Rick, why don't you come up? Why don't you come up, Debbie? Debbie and Rick Payton, give them a hand as they come.
Are you coming down? Now you're staying there? I've got the mic. How many from my church know exactly what that means? Well, praise the Lord. What a privilege and a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. On a Thursday night, we have gathered together to worship the Lord. Amen. Now, how many of you have ever met me before? Are you all new to me? Well, not from my church, sillies. I know that. I think there's a whole bunch of new faces here tonight. What an amazing, wonderful, amazing group of people. I feel the presence of the Lord here tonight. I feel His power and His glory and His might. Hallelujah. God promised us something. He said where two or three would gather in His name, there He would be, right there in the middle of it all. Amen. And I feel Him here tonight, Pastor Keith. I feel Him in the house. I feel like God wants to do amazing things. I know He does. If we'll just surrender to Him. If we'll just yield ourselves totally and completely to Him. Amen. If we will just say, not my will, but yours be done. God will do great things in the house tonight. Can we just sing this chorus? Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Daily live, I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. tonight, Lord, we surrender everything to you. God, we believe in the power and might of Jesus. Tonight, God, I'm asking you, as Pastor Rick gets ready to preach, that our hearts, our minds, our will, our emotion, our very soul would be open to you, God. Lord, we believe in signs, wonders, and miracles that follow those who believe. So tonight, God, we are asking you for any healings that need to take place in this house, that you would come and do miracles, God, in the lives of your people. Father, that you'd heal us up, body, soul, and spirit. For we are made in your image.
Yes, God.
We are made in your likeness.
Yes.
So, God, tonight, we're looking for the mighty hand of God to come and touch as we look up into your glorious face. Have your way tonight, God, as we surrender ourselves to you. Thank you for this amazing opportunity. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it is wonderful to be with you, and I do feel the hovering presence of the Lord over this meeting, and we're going to talk about a few things tonight. But before we do, we begin to let me back up just a little bit. I want to share a few things with you, and we're gonna do a few things. We're going to make a few declarations. We're going to shake off some stuff and things that, like that. I want to just review briefly. It was, about 2.5 years ago that I was asked to be the district overseer for this district. We began to really pray, and I love the pastors of this district. I call them friends, consider them friends. And I remember we now have been in Centralia for 8 years. Okay. And it's you don't have to clap. It's all right. Really. And the only reason I mention that is I was sitting here and I got a little nostalgia in me tonight because I can remember... there's a wonderful man who's here, and I consider him a friend. And he used to bring me up here for Sunday night services, and we come up and worship with Pastor Keith and that, and we just loved it. And the encouragement that you've been in our lives is so wonderful. Thank you for that, and thank you, Adam, for being that guy and for being with us tonight. Thank you for being here. Amen. And it's good to see so many of you. But one of the things, and I'm certainly not going to try to talk for all the pastors, but Keith had asked me if I would share a little bit tonight and just give a little bit of vision of what we're trying to do, what we believe God would have for us in our district. And first of all, how many do you feel or do you sense the presence of God and really the renewal of God? Amen. You know, it's there's one thing that's the presence of God, and that's wonderful, right? But there's also the renewal of God,
right.
and the renewal is here. And I really believe if we will position ourselves and posture ourselves for these things, you know, do what you guys have done here and in cultivating. You know, we began to talk about these things a couple months ago and some even a year ago. We talked about these very types of meetings and what would that look like and would the people support it? And there's only one way to really find out, huh? One of the things that we've learned over the years is that renewal. When I say renewal, I'm not talking about revival or awakening. But renewal is really a decision. Renewal is just changing our mind about the things of us and the things of the world and changing our mind to the things of God. According to Romans chapter 12, we have a renewal in our mind, we renew our minds, which brings renewal to the rest of our lives, I believe, right? And God is there. He's always there, and He's always present and ready, just as we found tonight. Amen. So our heart is that however often, you know, we're hoping and praying and believing that we could do this every month. That might be too much right now. I don't know. But let's take a look at it. Let's see how these three nights play out. Let's see what happens. If you know somebody who's kind of on the fence, how many know what I'm talking about being on the fence? If you know somebody who's kind of on the fence, get them here tomorrow night. And Holy Ghost will jump all over them. He loves to do that. He loves to get upon us. Amen. In fact, just look at your neighbor and say, Holy Ghost is going to get on you before you leave here tonight. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. So did I communicate that?
Yeah, but I don't know about it. I hope we relocate.
Okay, we are going to relocate every month. And hopefully we all can, all the rest of us, we want to have, you know, there's four pastors and four that are involved in this first go-round here. And we do have some independent pastors, friends that have expressed a desire to be a part of this. And we'll see how everything works out and plays out. But our desire is to bounce it then next month to we're actually want to go up to Patty and Richard's place next month up there at South Union. That's over in Olympia, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. You guys were thinking South Union, you know, like it's near the airport. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's our heart. That's our goal. That's our desire. What we have found in our church lately is we have found that there are a lot of people returning to church. There are even people who aren't saved coming to church. Can you believe it? That'll just really mess up our little believers' meetings when unbelievers come. What are we going to do about that? But they're hungry. They're hungry for peace. They're hungry for security. They're hungry. They're really hungry for Jesus. Right? That's what they're really hungry for. And I know you guys have been experiencing some of that here. And we want to see that happen and all break out in all of our churches. My prayer for you guys and for our churches in our district is that wherever you are right now, that the Lord would give us grace to double our churches, right? Not so much that He wants to just double our church so we can have church better, but that we begin to double our impact on our communities, right? That we begin to be really the salt and light, the kingdom, and really be the children of the kingdom that He would have us be. Amen? And let's take a moment, can we? Can we just, I know that we have already, Pastor Keith does such a great job of plowing in praise and worship, but can we take just a moment and just lift our hands? And I didn't come with anything profound to say, but I did come with a little bit of truth, I believe. And I believe Holy Ghost is on this, and I believe tonight God's going to draw us into Him. Amen? So, Father, we just take this moment. We sanctify this moment to You. I ask You, as I have been asking You all week, that You would loose my tongue, that the mysteries of Your kingdom may come forth. We thank You, God, that even tonight we would leave here having greater sight and insight, having a greater confidence that you are with us, and understanding your purposes for this time and season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk. I feel like this is a prophetic thing. Even us having this meeting with you first to start, Keith, I really do. The name of your church is New Horizon. And I want to just ask you if you'll allow God to give you a new horizon. That God wants to extend your vision, right? He wants to give you a new horizon, right? So, can you take just a minute and if you, you know, if you like to use binoculars or if you want to just shade yourself, but can you just look? And I'm just praying, we're believing God that you can see farther than you've ever seen, right? Right? Say a new horizon. Right? Now there's something that we need to look at and address, and that's the second point. I've only got a few points, and each one of these might be a different sermon. So I've only got six altogether, so I won't preach more than six times, okay? And I don't know what that means. So, all right. So the second point, first point was New Horizon. Second point is this, that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that are lost. We are living in unprecedented time. I've never seen a day like the day we're living in, right? And I didn't come to tell you about how bad that is. We are going to look at a couple of statistics in a moment, but it's not the ones that you're being inundated with every day. But I would like to just point out to you that there is still a mind blinder at work. Yes. And he is blinding the minds of people. And one of his tactics is fear, right? I wonder if any of you in here have seen the fear that so many have had concerning even this virus that is trying to run around out there, right? Right? Because we just declare in here, right, and in your home and in your car and in your family, it's a COVID-free zone, right? It's a COVID-free zone, right? Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm anointed. And viruses die on me. They jump on me and die. Right? Hallelujah. We used to say that when we go to youth camps. I'm from Idaho, and we go to youth camps, and I don't know why, but in those days they felt like they had to have their youth camp above 6,000 feet, and in Idaho, if you go above 6,000 feet, the air at certain times of the day turns gray from all the mosquitoes, and I can remember trying to teach my cabin that don't worry about those mosquitoes. They're gonna bite you and leave talking in tongues because, right? And that's how we gotta be, right? About this thing. So the God of this world hath blinded the minds. There is something worse, I believe, than COVID running around. It's called fear.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Let me give you a couple quick statistics and then we're gonna break something. Are you ready? So, since COVID started in the United States, 27,000 pastors quit. Okay. According to the same poll, 5 out of 8 pastors hate the ministry and would get out if they could. Okay. What is this? This is the product. This is the fruit of fear. Right? It's the fruit of fear, not judging anybody. But don't be blinded by fear.
Amen.
Right? Don't be blinded by fear. Tell somebody, don't be blinded by fear. Right? Right? Now we believe in striving together for unity. We believe that our voice becomes stronger as we come together in our region. That's part of what we're doing in this. That's another part of it. We believe a fresh oil can come upon us when we together begin to seek God, right? And that, and that's a whole nother sermon, so I better not get into that tonight, right? But did you know that that in the Bible there are several benefits to seeking God? One of the greatest benefits is that He would be found of us,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
But there's also the benefit of I believe it's King Uzziah. It says that in all the days that he sought the Lord caused him to prosper,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
And don't think that that just means that he had coins and bills, right? What that means is that the things that he tried to do succeeded.
Right?
Amen? We need that today, that the things that we try to do will work because of the anointing of God that's upon us.
Right.
Amen? So don't become blinded by fear. Now let me just, can I stop here for just a minute? Aren't you glad that your pastors are still going? I sure am. Can I get Pastor Keith and Jesus to stand up, and Pastor Patty and Richard, would you stand? And can you guys just say thank you guys for keep on going, right? Hallelujah. But I want to just, in our churches, and pastors, please hear me. I'm not here to try to boss you or tell you what you can and can't preach, but I really believe we need to get back to the anointing. Right on the other side of all the fear and the curtain of fear and all that stuff, there's a move of God where people are wanting to get saved, right? Right on the other side of this curtain, this blinding curtain, is this thing where miracles and signs and wonders, as my wife mentioned, are happening and breaking out. God wants it to break out. Amen. He wants to break out. Let there be a breaking out. Amen? Right? So can we do this? 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "The God of this world hath blinded the minds." Right? He's blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Right? So can we do this? Let's bind. We bind in Jesus' name. We bind in Jesus' name the very work of the mind blinder. And that people would begin to think for themselves, right? That they would begin to think for themselves, right? Amen? And that they would begin to seek the truth. Because the truth will set them free. And we know that the truth is Jesus, isn't He? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Here's a scripture that it's 1 John, verse 3. It says that for this purpose, can we just take a minute and say all that fear and all that stuff, that's the work of the devil. How many believe that? Right? Here's what 1 John 3 says. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. So do you see now why Jesus is trying to manifest in our meetings?
Amen.
Is it just to make us feel good, just to give us a pat and say you're doing good, and now put us down for a nap, Jesus? Is that what it is? Or is he's trying to manifest through us and destroy the works of the devil that is causing people to be taken captive by fear and by sin and by addiction and all these other things? Come on now. Say it with me. For this purpose, the Son of God manifests, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. Now you guys already told me that you felt Jesus in here. Well, He showed up to destroy the works of the devil. Right? Hallelujah. Even if we were to say, well, it was just such a good comforting thing for me that I felt the presence of the Lord. Well, then that's where he can destroy the works of the devil. That is that trail of thoughts in your mind that says God doesn't love you. That God doesn't know where you live. Right? Is that not the works of the devil also?
Yes.
Right? Somebody say, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I believe Jesus is going to manifest greater in us and in our worship services. I believe Jesus is going to manifest more in our coming together meetings, but also in our personal meetings, even on Sunday mornings. Did you know Jesus wants to show up even on Sunday morning? Hallelujah. Right? So while we see these things happening in the church, we have to believe this, that a remnant is enough. Let's say this, a remnant who's been fire baptized, right? Come on now. They're not afraid to express the life of God that is in them. A remnant is enough to get this thing started. Amen, right? So can you say this with me? I'm part of the remnant. Hallelujah, right? Praise God. I don't know who got here last tonight, but if I did, is there somebody sitting in the back who'd just wave at me and help me? Right? Anybody? Okay, thank you, brother. Will you stand up real fast? See? You're part of the remnant, right? And we didn't quite have enough till you got here, so thanks for coming.
That's right.
Right? Amen. Hallelujah. But the idea is this, is that whosoever will, right? God wants to do great things. And this remnant is no longer can this remnant be a thing about pride. How many heard what I said? Can't be a thing about pride. It can't be this pride that says, well, I'm going to keep on going on for Jesus no matter what anybody else does, right? Everybody else can get cold and wet if they want to, but I'm going to keep on blazing with fire for Jesus. Amen? I grew up in a pastor's home, and I heard my dad say this many times. He would be warned by people in the church that, now Brother Dale, that was my dad's name, he'd say, Brother Dale, that almost looked like wildfire at church today. And my dad would tell him, well, don't ever worry about wildfire because there's always enough wet blankets laying around to put it out. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, well, glory anyway. Right? God has called us to be like David. And I know that whenever we think of David, we think of, we're going to go slay Goliath. But first, David was given a few tasks. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 15 tells us that it introduces us to David in verse 15 by saying, David was the son of Jesse. I wonder if there's anybody in here who considers yourself to be a son of God. Anybody? You know, the Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons and heirs, right, of God. Amen? And the father came to the son, Jesse came to David, and he says, take these things to your brethren. You know, I was reading through this story the other day, and I was looking for some fresh insight for slaying giants. And the Lord stopped me here at verse 15 through 17. He's never stopped me here before. But he began to show me how David was a son and how the father called to the son. And he said, son, I want you to go down to the battlefield and take these things. He had some fruit, he had some bread, and he had some cheese. And he said, take these things down to the battle and refresh your brethren. See, are we ready? Are we ready to be the people who can bring refreshing? I felt led of the Lord to come in here tonight and just ask you. God's looking for some sons who can carry refreshing. Oh, come on now, somebody. How many would lift your hands and say, pick me, Jesus? Right? Who can carry refreshing. In other words, they're carrying renewal. Amen, somebody. It's time to carry renewal. Carry renewal to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Carry renewal to those who have their fear has stopped them, right? What was happening with David's brethren? That they sent these supplies and so that he could refresh them. Well, every day, every morning, a giant would come out and despise them, right? Every day at a certain time, there would be a particular press conference that would come out. Okay, never mind. You get the idea. But fear came, and fear caused them to hesitate, right? But there is renewal coming. The Father is sending renewal. I want to tell you, He's sending renewal for the brothers and sisters who've been overtaken by fear. Amen, somebody. I just really feel that one tonight. Can you just say one more time? I will carry renewal. Amen. See, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. So it's important. One thing that's more important than it's ever been before is that you and I understand that we are indeed sons and heirs of God. Amen. Jesus said this. He said the Father loves the Son, and so He lets the Son in on what He's doing. Hallelujah. Part of this whole New Horizon thing, part of this whole we got to get rid of the fear and all these things is this idea that God has something for you to do. Amen? All right, so say it one more time. I will carry renewal.
I will carry renewal.
So renew your passion to carry the love of God. Lord, enlarge my capacity to carry and release your love. See, perfect love does cast out fear. We must keep ourselves in the love of God. Jude says it this way in verse 20 and 21. It says that we build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Ghost. So we actually build up our most holy faith. We build up the temple of God in us when we pray in the Holy Ghost. And then it tells us to keep ourselves in the love of God. Right? Faith works by love. Say that one with me. Faith works by love.
Faith works by love.
Amen. Faith works by love.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We're on number four already. Are you doing good? All right. Let me just make sure before I move to number five here. May I have a couple of minutes in transitioning from four to five to tell you a couple stories. I have a couple of young people who I've known and helped raise up that are in the ministry, and I remember something the Lord told me to tell them, and I want to share it with you, may I, tonight. They said, Rick, what would you say is the most important thing that I have to be ready for the ministry? And I said, I think the most important thing is this, is that you ask God to enlarge your heart and then fill it to overflowing with His love. Right? Amen. We need more of God's love, don't we? Right? The world needs it. The backslider needs it. Those who are sitting on the fence need it. Right? So it becomes a greater capacity of the Lord. Amen. So something happened in the middle of all this. I don't even know when it happened, but it happened, right? Anybody ever had something happen? And we began to pray. Bob, who's back there, right back there in the blue shirt, and I had just gotten home from the Philippines, a mission trip. And it was like within a month of us getting home, wasn't it? I believe. I was going to say like a couple weeks, but it was probably longer than that. But we just got home and here this big shutdown happened. And we were, first off, we were like, thank you, Jesus, we made it home, right? And then this thing just rose up in me. It's like, this is, we're supposed to be able to pray for people and they recover, right? And so we begin to talk about this. And I just want to share one with them, with you. We got to see many people recover from prayer. We got to see some people that, according to the test, they had COVID, but you can laugh. It's fine. It's great, right? According to the science, they had COVID, but we prayed for them. The fever left, right? So, somebody say, even COVID has to bow to Jesus.
That's right. Come on.
Right? And so, Pastor Rick, I don't know if it was smart or not, but I'm just going to confess to you that I began to go to people's houses and pray for them and lay hands on them because of COVID, right? They said, you got COVID? Well, you want some company, right? And first they said, well, you can't come over here. The virus did, so I... You got more hospitality for the virus than you got for your pastor? I mean, come on now, right? So anyway, let me share this one with you. A pastor friend of mine from Ohio, he called me. He said, Pastor Rick, would you pray for us? We've had COVID, and we're getting over it and all this. But he said, I've lost my sight in I believe it was his right eye. He lost his sight, right? And he said, I believe this is prophetic. Somebody say New Horizon. He said, I believe this is prophetic. I believe the Lord has revealed to me that this is prophetic. I believe that the enemy is attacking my vision. And that he wants me to sit down and not do anything until the coast is clear. That'll preach, won't it? And so we prayed, and what the doctors had told him was that his eye had a stroke. I never even heard of that before, right? So it's like, how in the world? She had one of those? How is it? Yeah, I believe it's going to change even tonight. Amen? So he had the same thing. We prayed. And it started to get lighter and different thing. And of course, other people were praying and we were praying on the phone. But he went to the doctor and he kept making it. Once, the Lord gave him this idea that the enemy is attacking his vision, he began to confess his faith even in his doctor's office, right? Which for him was a big deal, right? And so anyway, long story short, is now he's telling me that he's been healed 100% of an eye stroke, right? Praise the Lord. So I begin to just rejoice in the Lord. And I said, God, I ain't never prayed for anybody with an eye stroke before. And I sure had never prayed for anybody over the phone for an eye stroke before. And I got to be a part. Do you understand what I'm saying? All the glory belongs to Jesus, right? And there may have been 500 people praying for him. I don't know. But I got to be a small part of a miracle of God bringing back and restoring that eye and that vision. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody just say that. Say, New Horizon. God, restore our vision. Can you take a minute and give Jesus a praise? We get to be like Nehemiah in this day. Somebody say, just like Nehemiah.
Just like Nehemiah.
God wants to fill you with a purpose. Luke 11 and 3 says that us as evil parents, he said, you as evil fathers know how to give your children good gifts. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to you if you'll ask?
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Hallelujah. Can we take a moment? This is point number 5, in case you're wondering. Point number 5 is this. Stay full. Stay full. Right? Let's lift our hands. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to fill each and every man, each and every woman in this place afresh and anew. Let fire fall. Let the kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. Fill. Fill us, Lord. Somebody say it with me. Fill us, Lord. Yes, Jesus. More, Jesus. More, Jesus. More, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. As only you can. A greater capacity of you, a greater capacity of your anointing, a greater capacity of your life-giving strength. How many would say it with me? I'm a Nehemiah.
I'm a Nehemiah.
The walls, the word of God may be torn down. We might be living in a day where truth has fallen in the street. But we have been called to be truth bearers. We get to go raise up the standard once again. Amen, somebody. Amen. Nehemiah got the privilege of rebuilding the walls, right? And carrying a greater burden for God's people and for God's promises. See, Nehemiah began to have, he began to groan with a burden for the Lord. He was working. He had a really good job for the day. He was working in a king's palace and he sampled all the food. And one day Nehemiah come in and he wasn't his normal happy self. Because somebody had come and told him about Jerusalem and about the walls all broke down. And it became a burden upon Nehemiah's soul. Amen. I want to just ask you to begin to carry the burden of the Lord. It's all right if we carry the burden of the Lord again. We're talking about renewal services and renewal. It's all right if God calls you to spend some time in your closet and that you shut the door and that you stay in there until you pray your burden through to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to do it. So why not you? Right? Amen. All right. Are you ready? Let me just say this one more time. When we have a burden, the burden of the Lord, we're praying that someone will have a meeting. There's going to be a meeting between Pastor Keith and the promises of God.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be a meeting between my brother and the promises of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody just say that. Say, I've been carrying the burden of the Lord. And the Lord has invited me to the meetings. I get to watch people get blessed. There's meetings between people and the promises of God. Somebody give a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, last point. Are you still awake? All right. I'm not going to labor with this or take a long time, but one of the Hebrew words for worship and praise to God in the Bible, It literally says this. It says, God has taken my broken life and put it back together. And that is why I praise Him.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why I praise him. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I think there's a praise about to come forth that our country has never praised before. That God has taken us in our brokenness and put it back together and gave it back to us so that we could lift it up to him in a praise. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody here who God's ever done that. Has God ever done that? Amen. Can you just take a minute and stand and let's just lift our hands and begin to praise the Lord all over this place. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You've taken my brokenness. And you fixed it. You brought it back together. You healed it. You healed me. And that's why I praise you. I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good and that he is faithful. Amen. He is faithful to 1,000 generations. Oh, why don't we give him a shout tonight? Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I had somebody, Pastor Keith, you'll understand this. I had somebody tell me several years ago, Pastor Rick, we appreciate everything you're doing, but sometimes it just seems like you're a Jesus cheerleader. And at first it offended me. It was like that's some sort of a bad thing, I guess, or something, you know. And then, you know, I got thinking about it and I thought, well, what else is there to cheer about? Right? And see, people who've been healed of brokenness, right? I don't know about your brokenness, but I can tell you, just quickly tell you one of my brokenness. I wanted to play football, and eventually I got the opportunity to. But whenever I first went and had a sports physical, I failed the sports physical because I couldn't get the letters right in the eye test. And the doctor, actually, it was so bad that the doctor sent me to a specialist. And my parents carried me to the specialist. This was in Yakima, Washington, that we went to the specialist. And as I mentioned, my dad's a pastor. And we went in, and they discovered that there was a tumor in my brain on my optic nerve. Now, please hear me. This wasn't last week. I was like 13 when this happened. And so we went home, and I remember on, somebody say faith. I remember on the way home, just knowing in my heart that if that's really true, if that's true, then God's going to do something with this. Yeah. Right? And I remember my mom crying and saying, I just can't believe this, you know. And I remember putting my hand on her shoulder and saying, God's going to take this. God's going to heal me. Yeah. Right? And I got up in church that Sunday, because my dad's a pastor. I got up in church, and he was asking the church to pray. And I said, Dad, can I say something? And I got up, and I said, I believe God's going to heal me. And they all looked at me like, you're so cute. And I went to every meeting I could find to go to. I went to Bible studies. I went to all these things because they had scheduled another. They were going to look at this, a CAT scan, right? Right? And you guys probably already know this, but dogs can't operate MRIs, but CATs scan. Right? So I went to all these different meetings, and I was getting prayer. And there was a church down the road that was having revival. And I went down there for prayer, and he was, I don't even know what the word was. It may have been, come down here if you want to get pregnant. I don't know. But I was so desperate for God. Here, please hear me. I was so desperate for God. I know it's funny and it's a funny thing and it's okay to laugh, but don't miss the point. I was so desperate for God. I didn't care what the word was. And when I got down there, I told him, I said, they say I have an optic nerve and that a tumor on my optic nerve and that I'm going to be blind. And the guy pointed his finger at me and he said, God's already healed you. Right? And my dad took me back to the specialist. And in those days, doctors smoked cigarettes in their offices. That's how long ago it was. And this guy had one lit in an ashtray. And he was telling my dad that here is the tumor that we found 3 weeks ago in your son's head. And here's the pictures that we took today. And as he's fumbling around to light another one. Here's the pictures that we took today, and there is no tumor. Right? And I just want to say one quick thing about that word that God's already healed you. That he said the Lord has called you to preach. And he said, if you will give God the glory every day of your life for that. Right? So why do I do that? Because I was broken. But he picked me up. He put me back together. And now I just can't stop praising him. He's been so good to me. Amen. I just can't stop. Can somebody give the Lord one more praise? Can you? Hallelujah. Here's what I know about the Lord. He didn't pick me because I was more special than anybody else. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And whatever it is, God will do it. Right? Yes, amen. And we are glad for the Lord. Right? Are you glad for the Lord? We need to start declaring this is a cancer-free zone. Right? We need to start declaring that love abounds here. Right? Love abounds here. Amen? The harvest is coming. The boat's about to get full. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big praise, can you? Have you got a song you want to sing or anything you want to do? If I can get Debbie to help me, I want to pray for this lady. Is that all right? Debbie, will you help me? It's in your left eye. In the name of Jesus. I believe. Devil, you're such a liar. Put it back. Put it back. Restore her eye. Jesus, thank you. We declare right now that you are healed. In Jesus' name. You are the healed of the Lord. Woo!
I believe you're
it's better.
Better?
How much of an improvement would you say? Halfway better? 20% better? 20% better? Okay. So do you think that's all? Or do you feel like, is it all right if we pray for you again? Right? Praise God. And of cancer, too. You're a walking sign and wonder. Aren't you? Isn't that wonderful? You're cancer twice. Right? Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Do you feel the Holy Ghost touching you anywhere else right now? Do you feel the Holy Ghost touching you anywhere else right now? That's fine. That's fine. Well, Lord, we bless what you're doing here in this eye. We thank you. We are grateful. 20% improvement is better than it was. But in Jesus' name, we're believing you to make this completely all the way. For your glory, Lord. Restore our dear sister completely. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We just take it in now. We receive it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. All the way. Right now.
Let her see on this earth.
Right now. Hallelujah. 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 Is that okay?
Mike, yeah.
So I was just telling the pastor here that there's a big lie going around. Real big lie. Here it is. You ready? As soon as you become a born-again Christian, all the fun in life is gone. And so, I'm telling you as a young man from the late 60s, early 70s, I was popping red pills, black pills, drinking wine, drinking tequila, smoking dope, smoking hashish. You name it, I did all that junk. Okay? And that's what it is, junk. Trying to find the place to fill my heart. Now, I'm saying this tonight because the Lord has just really been thumping on me to say this. Because somebody here needs to hear that. It's a lie from the devil that when you turn your life over to the Lord, I tell you what a big lie. I just got the greatest life there is, the greatest wife. Unfortunately, she's working tonight. But, you know, my life has just been fantastic since I became a born-again Christian. And when I can walk through the grocery store and look at the booze and the wine and all that junk that's sitting on, it's like, I don't want that stuff. You know, not interested. Not interested.
Hallelujah. Let's take just a minute. If you're here tonight. If you're here tonight.
Praise the Lord. One of the things that we just really believe is that you just don't want to leave a service until you've opened the altars. Until you've given everybody an opportunity. Listen, maybe tonight you don't even know Jesus. You don't even know how you got here. But we want to tell you that, listen, God loves you more than his own life. He gave his own life for you and for me. And so we want to encourage you tonight, if you don't know Jesus, come forward. We want to pray with you. We want to agree with you. We want to show you the way to the Savior. Amen. We want to see him do great things in your life and turn it all around. Amen. I was broken. One of my favorite verses is, he took me up out of a miry pit and he set my feet upon a rock and he established my going. I remember the miry pit. Amen. Amen. I remember what it was like. Amen. So if you don't know Jesus, you come on down. We want to agree with you in prayer. We want to lead you to Jesus. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you haven't, let's just be honest, right? You haven't been serving the Lord like you ought to. And you know it. You've been doing your own thing, haven't been really listening to God. Unless things get desperate, then we cry out to God and then we're willing to listen. Listen, if that's you tonight, don't let another day go by without really pursuing God. Go on hot after God. He says, listen, I'd rather you were cold or hot, but I don't want you lukewarm, because lukewarm just makes me sick. He actually says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of that. I just want no part of that. So if you're here tonight and you say, man, I've really been slipping. I haven't been serving the Lord. No condemnation. Let's just get hot. Amen. Let's just get hot. And so we want to have you just come on down and let's pray. Or maybe you just need for God to touch you. Body, soul, or spirit. We're made in his image. And he wants us to be whole like him. Amen. And you just want prayer. We want to give you that opportunity tonight. So stand to your feet as Pastor Keith starts singing a song. We want to pray with you. And listen, if you don't need anything, this is not a spectator sport. You either come down here and pray with, or you lift your hands this way and you cover them in prayer. Amen. Don't just stand around and watch. See what God's doing. Come on down if you need prayer tonight.